Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So we got an email from an American.
Wait.
Okay.
Welcome
to
The Creep Dive. This is a podcast about things.
What is this? Someone sent us an email saying we need to talk about the name of the podcast more.
They just said, if you just, because they found us somehow, and they were like, can you just say the name of the podcast occasionally?
They just asked us
maybe they found us on TikTok.
Something.
They probably found us on TikTok where we have, honest to God, thousands upon thousands of followers and several videos that have over 1 million views, but we locked ourselves out of our TikTok account and
because
we can't get
back
into it. I never read the comments.
I read the few of the comments, signed out, said, I'm having enough, I have had enough of that.
Really?
No, I haven't been able to get back in.
So we'll sort that out today, admin wise. We're going to get back into that account. We're going to make more videos and we're going to go viral on TikTok because
we're going to grow.
We're going to
and learn.
Okay.
No, we're just going to, and we're going to set a VPN to the States so we can get that creator fund.
Okay, great.
I was about to say, we should, we need to break America before I go there in the to promote my book coming out there. And what I could do is bring you guys
and we
could gig.
Yeah.
It'd be so fun.
That would be amazing.
That would be 100% necessary.
New York.
Yeah.
What do you say that? Like, as if that's bad. They would love us there.
Oh, God.
What's not to
They already
love?
Do.
Imagine how many creeps live in New York, I wonder?
Hands up.
Hands up.
Answers on a postcard, creepingforlove@gmail.com. If you live in New York, like Brooklyn-y, Manhattan-y, obviously New York's a big state.
Would you come to a gig?
Would you come to a gig and could you bring friends?
Yeah. How many people do we need?
I mean,
minimum
12.
12.
Yeah.
Like if we get 12 people, we would have a great
night. We'll do
night.
A little free.
What we could do, I could bully as well some of my American publisher gang into coming.
Right. That's 15. We could. That is a happy gig for 15.
We have. We've got people in New York.
We have. There's just absolutely the number in there.
Dozens.
Okay. Anyway, thanks to that American listener for helping
us
there.
Welcome. Anyway.
Have we actually said the name yet?
The Creep Dive.
Okay, great.
But like, it's futile saying it on the podcast because they're on. They can look at their phones. They know they're listening to the Creep Dive.
I did find the email a little confusing because I did think of that because they were like, then they said they had to screenshot it to go back and find it. Basically, look, however,
go back to them and say, where did you find us?
Yeah, maybe they found us from a social thing.
It's TikTok because we were bad at. I'd that. Say we were bad. we were very successful at it for the year that we used it. We have not been in there for a long time. But thank you to
really
all those.
It's a really frenetic space.
Yeah.
So, answer me this. Do we have a creep of the week? You do. You were going to tell us something before we introed.
No, I just was going to tell you about a joke that I made. And
I
was walking my demon dog. Her name is Suki. I regret her so much. If anyone would like to rehome her, that is fine. She's really big now, and she's got loads of energy. And I did not think this through. And I'm sorry. This is the truth of it. I'm sorry. This is a safe space. I come here for the truth. I have the puppy blues. Someone send me advice or another home for this dog. Help me, please.
There's a good chance the puppy blues will go when the puppy gets bigger and more relaxed.
They generally do. Yeah. It's just she's really big and she keeps hitting me in the face. And she's abusive and she keeps peeing everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, bite a chunk out of a couch?
Yeah.
Isn't your couch.
Yeah. And all of my duvets in the house are in the dry cleaners and they're not going to be ready till Thursday. And I'm really cold at nighttime. And then she also pissed on the one blanket that I had left last night. So I'm just like lying there on a mattress, fully clothed at nighttime to try and keep myself warm. I hate it. She's very cute, very photogenic, doing great for the Instagram likes. If anyone would like to adopt her for social purposes or just like timeshare her. I don't know. Anyway.
She could be a timeshare Instagram dog.
Yeah.
With love.
She is very loving, but like she's a lot. She is not the reincarnated soul of Scouty in the way that I anticipated my next dog would be. And that has been incredibly disappointing and confronting and has now cost me loads of money in therapy also. So, but I made a funny joke. I was taking her up the mountains to lose her the other day. I had the whole like her, she's been kidnapped thing planned out. And I was walking around the Hellfire Club and I met loads of people and they keep stopping me like, oh my God, she's gorgeous. Because she's like moderately bigger than a puppy now, but not quite as big as a golden retriever.
Quick context for the International Creeps: Hellfire Club is
up the mountains, and it's this old kind of ruin where, as the story goes, the devil appeared one night to people playing poker. So if you can walk around the Hellfire Club backwards three times, Satan will appear.
And when they were playing poker, it's that classic devil move where somebody dropped something on the floor and looked underneath and saw the cloven hoofs.
Yeah. So the story goes, it's kind of like an unnerving place, but I was like, this is where she belongs. And I was walking up the mountain and I met a lovely older couple who stopped to admire the dog. And I said, she's an absolute fucking demon. You can keep her if you want. She has not slept a day in her life. And they were chuckling away. And they're like, well, enjoy your walk. And I was like, oh, I'm just going up to visit her father, Lucifer. And I could hear them laughing down the hill. And I was like, that has been the only joy that I've gotten from this dog.
What
is making that joke and hearing, could like when they went around the corner, I could still hear them laughing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So that is
to get the dog then.
That no.
Fine.
I no. love this new section of the Creep Dive where we relate past jokes that went over well. I like this.
Oh, you have to. I've been on my own.
Can I relate my shouting at a stranger?
Yes, yeah. Please.
A man tried to school me in where was okay to park and where was not okay to park. And I was parked in a not okay to park place. I opened my door. He said, you can't park there. And I said, I have eyes. I was so
enraged.
I was absolutely like cruising for a fight. Have been for weeks.
It's lovely. When
anybody who's a crossover creep and listens to Mother Pod knows that Jen and I, our main form of cardio is railing against people in the street. Yeah. Anyway, any other creeps of the week?
Anybody who has not yet seen Baby Reindeer
is my
current creep of the week.
Have you watched it
last night?
I watched a bit of it.
I loved the first episode.
You know what? I watched the first two and I had a really bad nightmare, but the episodes are short, so I stuck with it. Like, they're just 30 minutes. It's very sad and it's very unnerving, but it's probably one of the best. I think it's one of the best
depictions of
sexual abuse I've ever seen.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant.
Completely.
It's very
away.
Sad, but it is a fantastic show. So, well worth the watch.
Well worth the watch. And we're not going to do that particular creep because we don't want to spoil it for anyone. But
okay, so I have another creep of the week. Sorry, does that seem like we're wrapping up the baby reindeer talk? Or do you want to talk
I want to do a tiny up top because what's really interesting about it is written and acted in by Richard Gadd. And he plays Donnie, who is the story of himself. And he is stalked by a woman called Martha. So during the course of the show, you learn that Martha has sent him, and this bit's real, because this comedian did have this experience with a stalker.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, part of the story is fabricated for entertainment purposes, but it does seem like a lot of it isn't. He did a load of interviews around the time as well, of the event. How can I describe this without giving any spoilers? So this is his experience of being stalked.
Yeah.
He's an up and coming comedian. The whole show kind of goes through meeting the stalker.
Mm.
And then it brings you out the other end. So at the end of the series, it's him doing podcasts, doing interviews. So you can find those in real
life. Oh, interesting. I haven't got there yet.
Life and interviews with him around the time. He received more than 41,000 emails, 350 hours of voicemails, 744 tweets. 46.
I don't remember voice noting him. That is my average voice note length.
I know. Just a casual 350 hours. So, yeah, I mean, it's an amazing story and definitely worth a creep. Anyway, go on.
Well, it's amazing. I think the real, it's not just about, like, the stalker instance is really interesting in it. But what the show does is helps, it draws comparisons and reasonings and logic from previous experiences in his life that determined how he's responded to this stalker. So, like, he has a history of being abused, and it shows how that has, like, that trauma has prolonged impacts on people's behavior. And it's brilliant. It's brilliantly done. It's really, really interestingly done. And the way that he describes how he took action against his stalker and how he felt, how that made him feel about had not taken action on the previous abuser. It's brilliantly written. Very, an enjoyable show. It's a hard watch, but it's really fucking good.
Excellent. Very much enjoyed. So yes, I would call it enjoyable.
Very good.
Is that strange?
Yeah, I think if you enjoy
others,
the aftermath of abuse, then that's right up your alley.
Two thumbs up from Jen.
So I tried to find the actual IRL stalker.
Oh yeah.
But he never released her name and can't find any information on her. I also tried to find, he identified his abuser as being a comedy agent in the UK.
A writer.
And in the show describes how he worked with Ricky Gervais, all the top UK acts. And I thought, I wonder, is he identifying a real individual? So Reddit had no suggestions. Couldn't find anything there either.
Lackluster performance, Reddit.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, I mean, because it was...
Well, it's only just landed, so maybe it just needs a few more days for the Redditors to get on it. Okay, do you want to hear about a creep of the week that you are going to regret containing the knowledge?
I doubt that. I absolutely doubt it.
Okay. This was sent to me via creep, and again, I'm not sure it's something that I can thank the person for sending, but my God. Yikes. I won't tell you too much about this because, to be honest, I felt a bit sickened when I read it. But that's not to say I didn't enjoy getting the tip. So thank you to that creep. Ringleader of Global Monkey Torture Network, the Torture King, is charged.
Sorry.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Global Monkey Torture Ring. This is like a scene from a horror movie.
Yeah. So Michael McCartney.
Some darkness.
Cousin of Paul, I presume, is 50 years old, and his alias was Torture King. And he was charged in Virginia in America of conspiracy to create and distribute. Do you want to hear this next phrase? It's really horrible.
Go on.
Animal crushing videos.
No, just look over your little mousey over there, and like, how can you think of someone being mean to little animals?
What way were they being
that
crushed?
Mouse is taxidermied, but yeah.
No, but of natural causes.
Okay.
Natural causes, taxidermy.
Mm. Basically BBC were doing a year-long investigation into this sadistic monkey torture groups. And so it's a really specific fucking peccadillo. There's been two English women also charged following their investigation. And so Michael McCartney, fifth Beatle, was a former motorcycle gang member, and he has spent time in prison. He ran a few group chats for monkey torture enthusiasts from around the world on Telegram.
How are you finding so many monkeys?
How are you finding so many like-minded monkey torture enthusiasts?
Is it specific to monkeys, Sophs?
Yeah.
It's very human adjacent, isn't it? These people are serial killers.
Yeah, like basically the groups were just there, like full of people sharing different ideas for like imaginative torture videos. Like some of the suggestions are so disgusting.
Cruel.
I don't think I can bear to say them. Sorry. No, everyone can go looking if they want to hear more about that. But then, right, the ideas that were kind of mooted in the group would be kind of collated and sent to video makers in Indonesia, along with payment.
Oh, no.
In order to do the idea camera.
No.
Yeah. And so then,
was it happening? There was content made.
Because Michael McCartney is also stands accused of collecting funds from the members of the chat groups and distributing videos. Okay. So the videos definitely got made, at least some of them or whatever. And the videos are described as depicting torture, murder and sexually sadistic. No. Mutilation of animals.
I just specifically went on and I looked at a monkeys. Sad monkey there, and like now I feel really bad, and I take back everything I said about not liking.
Do you want to hear the most chilling thing?
Where in the world was Michael McCarthy?
In Virginia.
Okay.
In America. A far cry from his native Liverpool, where he was once a hit maker.
May he rot.
So he, the most chilling thing is that he is facing up to 5 years in prison.
Oh my God.
It is not enough.
Jesus, interesting. So in Virginia, the state of Virginia, they don't take this type of crime, they don't see it as
seriously enough.
It was happening elsewhere, wasn't it? He was just like soliciting it.
I feel like it's onboarding, as you said, people to... 100%. Like full-blown murder.
Of course, specifically the monkey element.
Or I don't know, like bestiality enthusiasts, get in touch. Like maybe you feel like I'm tarring you with an unfair brush there, but
some zoophiles would get very upset with this because
I know, sure, we have
zoophilia would be what they would consider, although it's the
lovers,
the area of consent and animals is debated and has been debated
extensively in our DMs.
In our DMs. But I don't think you could. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm standing here defending bestiality. I think it's.
You think they're cut above?
I sort of do, okay. Somehow.
So basically, Michael McCartney actually confessed to all this to the BBC. And
hold on. So the BBC were doing like a panorama.
Yeah, type it's called BBC Eye Investigations. And he described himself as, quote, the king of this demented world. And he said, I was the man. You want to see monkeys get messed up? I could bring it to you. Which sounds extremely braggy. And that he would run polls in the Telegram group about like the different methodology and stuff. And he himself said the videos were the most grotesque thing I've ever seen.
Because there's one thing to
facilitate it all,
and maybe another to actually act out the crimes themselves. Or it's all crime.
So they've managed to charge three others in the US. Two have been jailed in Indonesia, and three women have been arrested in the UK.
Three women?
Women? Three women have been arrested and two of them have been charged in the UK. And like,
what the fuck is wrong?
Like, what?
Get directly into the bin. Like, do not pass go. You must be ended now. What good can come of your life if this is where you're... If this is how fucked your brain is.
I know.
We're coming from a place of kind of sexual gratification, I presume.
I think it's it's like power and torture and like... It's just real sadistic, do you know? Like, there's no empathy or caring for anything vulnerable. I think anyone who enjoys or like encourages the harm of vulnerable things, whether that's creatures or children or women or whatever else, is evil.
That is probably is the definition of evil.
Yeah.
Michael McCarthy in prison for half an hour.
McCartney.
Did he even get a fine?
Sorry. It's still to come to pass. So prosecutors are like preparing the case and he'll be convicted. So, but like, it seems like he's no only remorse. Facing up to 5 years. Doesn't seem like there's potential for a longer sentence.
Did he exist in the world? Like, did he have a regular job?
I don't know.
Presumably, yeah.
Like, obviously he's had kind of, a bit of a checkered past with prison time and... gang member
connections.
Yeah.
God, it's really bleak.
I don't know why, but nothing.
Give us another horrible story. Did you guys see this? Daily Mail headline, classic, absolute hammering with 95 word headline, full details given, no need to click the article. This was sent to me on Twitter by a good creep who goes by the name of Brian Max Houston.
Ooh.
Twitter handle elsewhere, which is very intriguing. Anyway, woman's blood drained corpse is found in Italian church where she had been searching for ghosts. Victim, 22, was seen earlier dressed like a vampire. And resembling, quote, a walking corpse.
What?
Huh?
Where have you drained
this seems
her?
Like an unfortunate series.
Of events.
Of events, yeah.
Of events.
So that she had punctured herself and then slowly bled to death in the church.
So no, basically, she is 22 years old. She's from France in a town called, near Lyon. And her name was Ariane Nathalie Lesne. And she was found in an abandoned church. Okay, so she was actually found in Italy, but French. And she had been hunting for ghosts. And the theories that investigators are looking into include that she may have been the victim of a consented murder.
Ooh.
Or sacrifice. So... one witness described seeing her with a man in the days before her death and claimed that the pair had been dressed in dark clothes like vampires. Goths. It seems that they were goths. And this is now a lesson to us all. Don't go hiking, just like don't go for runs. A hiker discovered...
Don't light up a room.
Don't light up a room. A hiker discovered her decomposing body last week. And so they believed that she was dead for a few days and her clothing was soaked in blood and that it looked like some of the blood had been then scraped up off the floor and like taken away.
Oh.
And so she had multiple stab wounds in the neck and abdomen.
Jesus.
And also gunshots.
What?
To her neck and body.
What?
That police kind of think could have happened after she died. And so they launched a massive search for the male goth man Sorry, they might not be goths and also don't want to tarnish goths.
I've never been a goth I didn't like.
Well, exactly. Goths are traditionally very gentle souls. Mm. I was goth adjacent when I was a teenager.
True.
Yeah.
So they found this guy. He's 21. He's Italian. His name is Tima Sohaib. And so he was arrested in Lyon. So he'd fled to France. And he's now facing trial. And so basically the witness has identified him as the man they saw. And they described the woman, Ariane, sorry, I'm distracted. Gagazi is just casually filming me. The closies don't need
this is
a visual
just,
on
just,
me.
That oh, was just mouse. So stunning. Oh, yeah. I just wanted to get her in there.
So they described her as very beautiful but suffering and emaciated.
Good Lord.
And she was found with a packet of pink marshmallows and some shopping, like some food near her body, which is very odd.
Like a small picnic pre-death?
Yeah.
Oh God, this is so sad.
It's so sad.
Also,
and then
did you say they found the man? They've identified him.
Yeah, and he's awaiting trial.
Okay.
In Grenoble. And he had been wanted in France and Italy since the end of March.
Okay.
So he'd been kind of on the run for like maybe just over a week before then this all happened. And he was wanted for a violation of judicial control. So that's all I know about that.
Okay.
But the police are also saying that her murder could be related to
TikTok.
What? Yeah. What else? A TikTok ghost hunting competition.
What?
Which has become popular among young people in France.
What? What could this be?
Ghost
hunting competition that ends in murder.
Well, she won.
Jesus. Cassie.
So, no.
I mean, fair point.
Come on, you can't get a bigger...
She committed to the bit.
She did. She committed to the bit, and there's no greater encore than death.
Well, there's a resurrection if you could arrange that.
Fuck, you're dead right.
Yeah. If there's one encore, if there's one thing that's not an encore. A new record by Jen O'Dwyer.
She's made 25 minutes and 44 seconds into the episode before having to piss.
Incredible.
Do just continue.
So that is horrendous. And I don't really have, there's nothing redeeming to say about it.
I think,
unfortunately.
I mean, as much
except
as
that
I...
they've caught him, seemingly. Looks like they've caught him.
And I do, I adore TikTok, but maybe it's time to, as we've said before, just turn off the internet.
Oh, yeah. Well... I'm absolutely brimming with creeps today, and one of the creeps I have is the dead internet theory.
Oh, okay, I can't wait.
Okay, do you want to like stay in Murderville?
We could stay in Murderville. I also have a murder. I have an interesting...
Before we move on, can we talk quickly about the concept or...
Do you guys hate when I tell stories on this podcast or something?
I just missed the end because I was doing my stupid Illuminous piss.
Well, the end was there's nothing redeemable to say about this story. Go on, Kathy.
Wait,
and then in quite
you came
a timely
in and you were like,
fashion,
no,
you
absolutely
came in and said,
not.
I put my foot down.
Do you want me
she
to be
may
sick
not go
again.
On.
Will I no, stop?
I'm sorry. I just quickly want to say, what was the competition? Do we know?
Hunting ghosts?
Oh, we've got to find
Let me do a quick...
And also, what about this whole spiritual psychosis idea? And all of the many desperate
oh, do you
and
have
sad
that?
Things. No, I didn't want to do that case. It was so bleak and bad. Mm. But the eclipse seemed to trigger a lot of...
Psychosis.
And this idea of spiritual psychosis is kind of relatively new, I believe, diagnosis. And I think social media is obviously fanning that flame to some degree. But there was a very, very top line on that case.
Sad yeah, so
case.
There was a TikToker who let me just bring it up.
who got Garden. Totally obsessed by this idea of something big's coming with the eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
And she was big into astrology. And she was from Los Angeles. And she really lost it. So she ended up...
Oh, good God. What age is she?
A very young woman. She was 34. She was a mother of two. She fatally stabbed her partner before throwing her two children out of a moving car.
Jen.
Yeah, it's too sad.
So Jen. Her belief was that she'd kind of posted a few days before that the eclipse was a form of spiritual warfare, and she believed that the apocalypse was coming. So in her mania, her manic state, I would like to think that she believed that she was saving her children and her family.
Yeah, her name, she's 34-year-old astrology influencer Danielle Ioka. Yeah, she just, I don't know. I mean, it's a psychosis, whether it's a spiritual psychosis or astrological psychosis. She had a psychosis and...
ended so...
And her awful. Children were... very young.
Now, when her 9-year-old is still alive, which is incredibly sad.
9-year-old and
sorry, everyone. No, Jamie. Sorry. Okay, would you like to move on?
Can we? Do you want to come out of some? Do you want to?
Really want to move on?
Right.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you want to touch on, will I tell you about the affair B&B story?
Yeah, okay.
Because it's a bit lighter.
Okay,
it's
just a bit lighter.
And then we can jump back into Murder for the Hive.
Love that for
right?
us.
So let me tell you a story. It's all come to light recently because of a lawsuit that's happening. But before we get into it, I'll tell you the history, right? There is this man, his name is Sean Mackey. And we're in the States. And he's going off to Memphis for a couple of nights to watch a football game and meet up with some of his pals. We're in July 2022.
Normal.
Going off back to Memphis to meet pals, watch the football, have a couple of people over to his Airbnb and have a little bit of a soiree. So he gets recommended this Airbnb called Little Bit More Country, which is a 3-bed, 2-bath Airbnb, according to the listing.
3-bed, 2-bath. Okay, good size gap.
Good size, right?
The house is called A Little Bit Country. A
Little Bit More Country, yeah. Oh. It has a pool, really nice looking thing. And the listing says it can accommodate up to 12 people. So we booked it for 2 nights from September 9th to September 11th for a total
I got a little point there. I got a shout out.
A little wink and a nudge. There you
perhaps.
Go. No, it's just coincidence. Just Sophie's brought into the story now because we've mentioned September 11th.
She's in.
He's planning on staying there with 3 other friends. So
they got a very big gaff for 4 of them.
Well, the thing is, they were going to have other people over for dinner.
Gotcha.
The house is owned by a woman called Pamela Fowler, and she is a super host on Airbnb.
Pam.
Yeah.
Pam
knows what
path.
She's doing. She's obviously made. I think the people who host often and kind of make a
5-star review business.
Yeah, yeah. Who are really highly rated on the platform go above and beyond. The little basket with the tato and the brown bread,
gotcha,
and the butter. Do you know?
Calling in with the breakfast, leaving the breakfast
the fresh
basket
eggs.
On the door.
Yeah.
Fresh eggs.
Yeah. those kind of super hosts, or just people I think who make a living out of Airbnb listings. Like, it's quite, you know, there's obviously, we have the rules here that you can only rent a listing for, I think it's like 100 nights of the year now, so we don't have the career industry Airbnb people anymore,
but they exist in the US.
People who just flip houses to be able to rent them out at extortionate rates. And it was extortionate. This listing was $567 a night.
That's a lot.
But when he was, when Sean was booking the place from Pam, he said that he would be visiting acquaintances, longtime friends, and that he may have them over for dinner. He said it'd be very low key and to let him know if there were any concerns. Pam wrote back and said, sounds like a lovely time. I'd be delighted to host you all.
Wonderful.
So, as I said, the listing said it could accommodate up to 12 guests. The listing also said, forget your worries in this spacious and serene space. It was a beautiful home nestled in the outskirts of town. Like I said, big pool. Ooh. Really, like, really seemed like the kind of place.
Orgy pad.
Not necessarily.
Outskirts.
Orgy,
now.
But like.
I could reword that for Pam. You know,
outskirts sounds a bit.
Yeah,
within
yeah.
Walking
quiet
distance.
Neighborhood.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
So Pam had asked Sean that if he was having people over, that he would register anyone planning to visit, even if they weren't going to stay overnight. So,
controlling.
Yeah. Sean said that he and his wife also listed their own home on Airbnb. So he thought that this was a really odd request, but he would participate and he would, you know, as required.
Sort of
send
okay.
The names. Yeah. Just
like, I'd like to have a vague idea of who's in the gaff.
I mean, I'd like to have a vague idea of numbers.
Okay.
Names, I don't think is necessary unless you're going to just have a little creep in them, right? So in the confirmation email, when Sean had booked the place from Pam, Pam sent on a list of house rules. So it was no smoking, no vaping, no excessive noise, no guests from the local area, no parking in front of the garage doors on the right side of the driveway, no glass, food, drinks, or urinating in the pool, no skinny dipping.
You're not going to stop people pissing in your pool.
You can't. And
how
are you going
to test? That's my number one activity to do on holidays.
Absolutely.
I'm not storing up my piss.
And no skinny dipping. Like, you're having a couple of drinks
What's
and you've got a party.
That?
Yeah, she doesn't like nudie people in her pool.
Because obviously it's the pubes getting caught in the filter.
That's probably it.
Mm.
Maybe if you shave yourself down and
or it'd be the emissions from the sex that would definitely happen
in the pool.
In the pool, and then maybe the cum gets clogged.
Oh, sex or in the pool flows. Is like a fast track to chlamydia.
Isn't it?
Oh, I'd say so.
Yeah. Just
oh,
an
no.
FYI.
Nightmare. Don't
Your
do it.
Natural lubricating things completely washed away in the pool. It's just like fucking your whole vaginal canal.
People
is,
do not come here for biological advice.
But it is like a sandpaper tube.
Okay.
Is what you're looking at.
So no sex in the pool, which is obviously what Pam
kind
was
of
getting
squeaks.
At.
Yeah, it's
like
dreadful.
Sex should never
oh,
be squeaky.
Let me speak.
She won't. We simply will not, Cassie. We absolutely
you
won't.
You were on a good run there, Cass.
Yeah, I got a couple of words out. A
couple of paragraphs.
Go on.
Right.
I'm
so,
just enjoying this holiday Airbnb that we're on.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. We'll rent an Airbnb in New York when we go on tour. Okay. So she said there would also be a $500 fine that would be up to her sole discretion if the police had to be called for the property for any reason, plus another $250 fine, plus cancellation of the stay for arriving with additional guests.
Normal.
So Sean's reservation was for the four people, as I mentioned, but Pam had said you may update the number of guests at any time. She did say, however, there are security cameras on the exterior of the house that are in use at all times and are used to verify guest count, noise and any disturbances.
Mm-hmm.
Sean got back and was like, don't worry, Pam. Like, we're all like, he's a grown up. Like, he's not a young fella. Like, these are adult people having a dinner party, you know, with a couple of drinks.
Watching a football match.
In Memphis for football. So he's like, don't worry, we'll take great care of your Pam or your home, Pam. So on the 9th of September, Sean messaged Pam through the Airbnb app to let her know that he'd be a late check-in. And in an effort to comply with the house rules, he provided a list of everyone who'd be joining him for dinner. So he wrote in the email, the reservation said we could have up to 12 guests. Some of those include Stacey, Carol, Ursula, Kim, Tony, Marlon, Duentes, Daryl, Darius, and maybe a few more, but only four people will be staying overnight.
Ursula sounds like a problem.
But I mean, this is fair enough, because if it sleeps 12 people,
She said that was fine. Pam specifically said that's fine.
And you can have people over. You know, not everyone has to stay. If you have an Airbnb, you can have people over and have a little bit of a shindig. It seems to be fine. But Pam responded immediately and said, hello, Sean. We will only be able to accommodate a max of 8 guests. This is due to the city restrictions and capacity at our home. I apologize. We had not discussed the guest count tripling. Each guest does have to be put on Airbnb and accounted for per Airbnb rules and insurance requirements. There is a cost to each guest, even if they do not spend the night.
Oh.
I should also remind you about the strict no parties rule. Thank you for understanding. So he didn't respond. And 45 minutes later, Pam is getting more and more anxious and messaged him again saying, hi, Sean, I'm asking you to either add the extra guests now or have them leave immediately. We have gotten complaints of disturbances. So he's in the Airbnb at this stage. And said, we've gotten complaints of disturbances, yelling and profanity in the parking area. Our home is in a quiet neighborhood and we need to maintain that. So he ignores her again. And another 15 minutes go by and she messages him again and says, I'm very sorry, but you have violated the no party rule, disturbed my neighbors by cursing and yelling in the parking lot and have unauthorized guests. I'm asking you to leave now. I can't allow you to stay. I am sorry.
Oh God, Pam, God, the stress of all this.
Yeah. So in documents that are in this lawsuit that's going on at the moment, Sean says that actually instead of the additional guests that listed, only one additional guest had actually shown up for a total of 5 people in the home and that there had been no party and there was no yelling and nobody cursing outside. So
do we have confirmation from the security cams?
Well, we'll get there, right? Yeah. So Sean called Pam to speak with her directly and Pam's husband, Jamie, answered the phone. Sean explained the situation to Jamie and who said that Sean could stay without any further consequence of her interruption. Because he just called him and was like, look, misunderstanding, didn't go ahead with that party. There is the 4 of us staying, 1 friend came over, and then I think the plan was that they were going to head out. So the next morning, Sean received a message from Pam via Airbnb confirming he would be checking out the following day and providing instructions to strip the beds and load the dishwasher. Grand. Very normal message. Don't forget to turn off the lights, lock the door, and we wish you safe travels on your journey. So on the 11th of September, they checked out as per the agreement with the host. And they, at the time they checked out the property, Sean, who had broken no rules and spoken to the host, thought all issues had been resolved simply as just a misunderstanding. But he was still quite dissatisfied with the experience he'd had there because I guess of like her, how strict she had been. So when he went to leave a review on Airbnb expressing his concerns, he gave her a 1-star review. And then he Pam's requested, Pam fucking loses it, right? And he requests,
Pam fucked up here though.
Yeah, Pam's a freak.
But like, but she just lost the run of herself.
Completely lost the run of herself. Power has gone to her head. It's no more country. It's just like she's gone mad with the insisting that like you can't rent out your house and do all that kind of stuff. Insist people just sit there and do nothing. If people are going on holidays, they're going to want to have a little bit of a shindig or a little bit of whatever. Anyway, Sean is pissed off with the whole experience. So he requests a refund from Airbnb for a partial refund of $502, which is just under what it would have what it was for one night stay. So after he posted the review, Pam began harassing Sean about his review and was obviously concerned about her Airbnb superhost status. Oh, she was so...
Let it go.
As someone who's active on Depop, I am sympathizing with Pam. 1-star review is
shocking. Because it would bring down her whole... It would bring down her whole average rating. Yeah.
It would.
She's gone from 5 to 4.9.
Exactly. If you are a potential person that was going to stay, you're scrolling through the reviews, you see 1 1-star, you just think that person...
That's just one bad experience. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, she gets so pissed off that she actually gets onto Airbnb and they do remove the review.
Okay.
On the 14th of September, then an Airbnb representative contacted Sean and said the company would be opening an inquiry into his claims. So while it was underway, then his account would be suspended and would be terminated if Sean failed to follow the Airbnb community standards. So he then becomes pissed off because also remember, he lists his home on Airbnb as well. So they're all very concerned about their Airbnb status. So the next day he tries to set the record straight with Airbnb and says, look, I did not break any or violate any of the rules. If I needed to file a formal complaint, then I will. The host has multiple cameras with audio at the property. I would strongly recommend that you ask them for a copy of the footage to validate any rule violation they made against me or my guests. If my issues concerns hostile treatment or discrimination is not a concern of Airbnb, then by all means suspend or terminate my account. So like he's claiming that
I've got nothing to hide.
Yeah, I've had a really unfun experience here. Wants a refund. I mean, it's expensive trip to have gone on and not be able to move freely through the property.
Yeah.
So on September 17th, then remember, Sean has gone back to Airbnb and been like, look, there is cameras, check the cameras. I've not made any violations of the rules. So on the 17th of September, then Sean gets a message from Pam, and Pam says, hello, Sean. Hope you're well. Sorry it took so long to get the photos you requested together to show you your stay at our home. But I had faith, was driven by integrity, so I committed to getting these posted for you on Airbnb. Photo at 3:16 a.m. is especially notable. Should I forward the photos and videos to Teresa, or will you? Teresa, Sean's wife. So
blackmail.
The photos and the videos were actually too large to be sent by email, but they did show that Sean returned to the Airbnb with an unlisted guest at 3:16 in the morning. A young lady.
Sean.
Pam says the photos are too large to be sent by text, but I will post them on YouTube shortly. Have a wonderful weekend.
Oh my God. Pam's gone postal.
Sean, why? That's how strongly people feel about one-star reviews. She is going to wreck a marriage over this.
Well, Sean's wrecked his marriage.
Sean has wrecked his marriage, but she is going deep. But right?
Oh God. Okay,
but
go
also,
on.
If you were Sean and you knew that something had taken place in this
house, why would you ever suggest they look at the cameras?
Exactly. Yeah. And why are you even trying to get a refund?
And when I say like the photo is, let me bring it up. It's him standing outside. No, but he's like holding her hand, I believe.
Okay.
That's
3:00 in the morning.
No, but it's like 3:00 in the morning. He's holding her hand. It's, you know, she's coming in.
Yeah.
She's coming in.
They're standing fierce close.
They're standing, bodies are touching, you know. Yeah,
front on frontal.
They're not having a dinner party, put it
crotch
that way.
Crotch to crotch.
So.
Tick to clunge. Tits to pecs.
2 days later then, Pam's obviously in control. Pam has all the power here. Pam sends Sean a bill for $960.
Oh, Pam.
Right? So she's gone ham. Not only is she...
Pam's gone ham.
Not only is she insisting... Okay, the review's taken down. She's got the power and she's going to extort him now for more money.
Oh, I love that.
The fine is $160 for 4 extra guests, 2 nights at $20 a night, $250 for violating rule number 6, no local guests allowed.
Local?
That's guests. What was in the list of rules earlier on. $250 for violating rule 8, excessive noise, and $300 for moderation of your review.
300?
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Sean then...
Raging.
But I mean, if I was in Sean's position, I'd be like, Pamela, thank you so much. I had a great time. Would recommend to a friend. Here's your $960. Mm-hmm. Let's leave things here. 5-star review. This is obviously why she's such a fucking super host. But Sean doubles down instead. And this is where things get even worse. So failure to comply with the payment. Pam then set up a... Because of his failure to comply and not pay the fine, Pam set up an email account pretending to be Sean with a deviant sexual internal reference. She called it Sean 69 at outlook.com. And then deviant. On September 20th, like this has been a stressful week for these people. The 20th of September, Pam sent the photograph to Sean's wife at her place of employment email. And the subject line just read, "Nice bag." The picture of Sean and an unidentified woman was in the body of the email. And she said, "I love your bag. Where did you get it?" Knowing full well that that was not
Pam, you fucking bitch.
Teresa. Oh, what?
Also,
what a move.
She was just being a dick, Pam. She wasn't 100%. Doing it in any way to
and
help.
Like, the thing
and like
is,
for all she knew, they had an open relationship. Like, she doesn't know Sean's situation.
No, but she like the thing is as well. He hadn't been refunded any money, so his stay had been paid in full. There hadn't been a party. There hadn't actually been any reason to be angry except for the 1-star review, which had been removed. She could have just gone on with her day. Pam had
well, not the money for all the fines.
Not all the fines. So,
no local guests.
Sean is like, obviously enraged and reported the extortion attempt to Airbnb, saying that it was criminal and illegal behavior, which it is. And then instead of reacting as any decent person or even decent corporation would at such illegal and abhorrent conduct, Airbnb sided with Pam.
How?
They did nothing more than put a note on Sean's account about a very sensitive situation. Then obviously...
Sorry, Airbnb made a comment on Sean's marriage.
No, or just that, like, that there was a situation going on that was under review. Like, they just did nothing about it. And she was still trying to extort the money out of him. So, obviously, his relationship broke down as a result of the photo. And this is all taken from court documents.
So, how are we in court?
Because now Sean is suing Airbnb and Pam.
That's a great move.
Yeah, of course it is.
Sue Airbnb.
100%. So yeah. This lawsuit has, this is all, you know, this hasn't gone to court yet. This is just the Daily Beast found this kind of, this case ongoing in the background. But the accusation is that he has suffered economic damages to his marriage and emotional damages as a result of the invasion of his privacy rights.
But he has.
So, of course he has. So, yeah, I mean, the Daily Beast says the lawsuits against Airbnb hosts and the company by extension are really, really common. So guests have previously sued hosts for sexual assault, discrimination, renting out homes infested with bats. They've also sued for...
Sorry, what?
Renting at home infested with bats.
With a B, bats.
Bats. I can click into the absolutely story.
Gold. Imagine
Airbnb
that.
Is sued after Michigan rental dubbed the castle was infested with bats.
I'm sorry, but come on.
A castle.
Yeah. So Sean is asking for damages and...
He's going to win.
Of course he's going to win. It's
much,
an open and shut case.
What is he going to get?
God, I don't know. I don't know what he's suing for. What? But obviously,
listen, if he gets a good payout, I'd say all will be forgiven with the wife.
Oh,
probably. She'll be like,
yeah.
I want back in.
Yeah, of course. Also, is Pam crucially going to still be allowed Airbnb her house?
Oh, I don't know. No. I mean, things seem to be over for Pam. She's filed a motion to dismiss the case, but like, you cannot.
No, Pam's.
You fault. Cannot. I mean. I guess he was aware of the cameras, so I don't think she's violated any privacy there in saying that they were. She said they were on all the time.
Yeah.
No,
but she attempted to extort him.
That's illegal. Yeah. And then the emotional damage caused by the invasion of privacy of sending it to his wife.
Do you know what's going to happen? Sean's going to end up with this mega gaff. It's
full,
over for Pam.
Full of local guests.
Leaving. All nude in the pool. All of them.
All dry as the Sahara, but rich.
absolutely squeaking away in
so
the
there
pool.
You have it. Yeah.
Oh, Pam, my God. Made an absolute dog's dinner of that, didn't she? Oh, but you hate to be Pam's husband. You know, the call came through.
Jamie,
she
freaked out. You know that Jamie's stressed all the time 100%. And trying to stand up for her. And you know, Pam's the kind of person sitting down for coffee with her friends, and her friends are kind of nodding along, knowing that she's wrong, but too afraid to step in.
Oh, she's gone way she's over there.
Knowing that she's the problem.
He's ringing me, Jamie. And Jamie's like, give me the phone. Hiya. Yeah, don't worry about it. Look, yeah, fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Yeah. Just have your nice holiday. Good
strip
luck,
the beds and load the dishwasher.
And Pam couldn't let it go.
Could not let it go.
There's a lesson there. Do you know?
Get some hobbies.
Thank you, Cass. More Airbnb drams, please. It's become the sort of small creator. There's a niche there in that it's small business owner drams.
It's people it's delectable. Who, yeah, when you give people opportunities to run their own businesses or earn money who have no, not that you need formal training in it, but have no consideration for other people. Mm. Oh, it's just like, it's just a little melting pot of drama. Oh, it's like lovely, the hobbyist drama that Sophie gives us from Reddit.
Oh, it's like a bag of individually wrapped Weathers originals.
Just so lovely.
One more delectable than the other.
Well, we've got on /Airbnb. We have a post, Airbnb Nightmares.
Yes.
Okay, just for fun, for my entertainment, because I'm bored and I'm hosting a new Airbnb, I would like to hear some of your worst Airbnb stories. I'll tell you what, I'll troll this thread and I will select good ones for next week.
Okay, excellent. I've got something to take us out. This disturbing article came to me and now I'm upset.
Oh, go on.
I had heard tell about the link between cats and schizophrenia before, but I said to myself, sounds like nonsense to me. I'm not paying any attention. Well, some researchers in Australia conducted a humongous study. So there are now 17 published studies over the last 44 years covering 11 different countries, including the US and the UK. And they have found an association between broadly defined cat ownership and increased odds of developing schizophrenia-related disorders.
What?
I know.
But that makes no sense.
It's got to be toxoplasmosis-related, and it is. So the idea that, like, owning a cat could be linked to schizophrenia was proposed during a study back in 1995. And it was all about exposure to this parasite. We've all heard of Plasma Gandhi? No. Mm-mm. Toxoplasmosis?
No.
Some of us are not
interested in parasites.
Parasite enthusiasts.
I am. Okay, so the newer studies have found that being around cats during childhood might make a person more likely to develop schizophrenia. However, not all studies have found an association, but they
this
also...
This is one of those articles that's like, it's like that article I found about like smoking being good for you,
It
was like smoking might be good for you or maybe not. Studies have shown.
Either way,
studies
have this shown, or one that. Or the other.
But let's look at Toxoplasmosis gondii. So it is mostly very harmless parasite and transmitted through either uncooked meats or contaminated water. A bite from an infected cat, for instance, or the shit of an infected cat can also contain the parasite.
God.
So it's estimated that around 40 million people in the US may be currently infected and suffering no symptoms.
Oh, Jesus. Silent carriers.
A silent carrier. But there are more and more strange infections relating to this particular parasite. So it can get into your central nervous system and begin to influence neurotransmitters. It has, this particular parasite, fascinating stuff here, lads, been linked to personality changes. Both slight and extreme. And the emergence of psychotic symptoms and some neurological disorders, and they all are what's leading, that's the connection to schizophrenia. But it doesn't prove... its correlation is not causate. There's no definitive quite yet. But how absolutely fascinating.
Jen is also trying to get rid of a pet. And
I know what you're doing. A few personalities.
Oh, did I tell you
you're
what?
You're fucking laying the groundwork for getting rid of these cats.
Now, you've got your own issue with your dog, who's very annoying. My cats, as I've spoken ad nauseum about, I wanted two working cats, and by Jesus, I've got two working cats.
Yeah, but they keep bringing the stuff into you.
Well, a very interesting DM landed in our inbox. A woman who will not go named.
Because you can't remember.
Because I can't remember. Works for a German, either it's a, it seems to be a German hedge or a fund, some kind of German money yeah. type business. And a lady came in or with a business idea, got funding. I think she was on like the German Dragon's Den. She was on Dragon's
German Dragon's Den. Yeah, yeah. This came into Mother of Pod.
This came, oh, sorry.
And what is it?
The product is Flappy. And the concept is nothing initially that we haven't seen before. An electronic cat flap.
Yeah.
Facial recognition as opposed to
all cats look chip. The same. That's really dangerous.
How dare you? One thing that sets it apart. It will not open its flap if that cat has something in its mouth.
Brilliant.
Isn't that genius?
It's so good.
So shout out to that brand. It's Flappy with an IE .ch. You'll find it. Can't tell you the price. Love everything about it. Now, over on the Hive this week, small teaser before we go.
Oh, I could go in a million different directions. I could go...
Oh God, I've got a good one
too. I could go black metal.
Oh, I want the end of the internet theory.
Okay, I could go the internet
If you
dead.
Go black metal, yeah. I have a demon core story that could go with that.
Oh, I have a classic bad woman murderer and... Yeah, I might save this one.
See how we're cooking. Either way, you're going to get this episode, this Creep Dive main episode without ads right now over on our Patreon. And on Thursday, you'll get the extra episode, full episode. You're going to love every minute of it.
It's great crack over there. And you get the behind the scenes, closies content on the gram if you're a patron.
We've got videos.
We've got videos. Chat. We've got games. We've
1,000 hours of podcasts.
We have a hoot.
Patreon.com/thecreepdive.
Thank you so much. See you over.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.